Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
How does worldview impact the culture issues? Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to discuss this issue is Matt Barber. Matt, worldview is something that we all have. Whether you understand it or not, it's something that we all have. We have a presupposition. We have certain ideas that we use as a basis for making decision. Some people have consistent worldviews. Most people have inconsistent worldviews simply because they don't think about their worldview and they don't know why they're making decisions or they haven't really thought about it. And we're very intent and wanting to understand worldviews and wanting to act consistently with the appropriate worldview. But worldview and the culture issues, whether it be education and the role of education, parents and the rights of parents, life such as the sanctity of human life, whether abortion is permissible or not, marriage and family, the importance of marriage in the family, and also the importance of natural marriage as the union of one man and one woman, our freedom, the role of government, all of those are affected by our worldview.
Now, there you mentioned, Matt, their worldviews are kind of all over the board, but there really are two kind of primary categories here. If you bring it up to a 30,000-foot level, there are those who are operating from the worldview that is in keeping with the Judeo-Christian Bible and scriptures and the truths inherent therein that say there is a God, that He is the guidepost, He is the measure of all things, versus what today we might call a secular progressive worldview that focuses inwardly toward man, toward humanity, toward humanism, and says that man is the measure of all things, truth is malleable, your truth may be different than my truth. Now, these two worldviews, and something important to point out here, they are fundamentally incompatible,
and they are at odds,
and they are the clash of these two worldviews we are seeing and experiencing right now in the United States at unprecedented levels.
There's really two broad categories of worldviews, one that believes that God exists and is the creator, and the other that believes that God doesn't exist and man is the measure of all things. A lot of progressive viewpoints are originating from the idea that there is no God. Within the theistic worldview, the Judeo-Christian worldview is one of those theistic worldviews, and it's the worldview that certainly impacted the West. It's obviously something that originated with the scriptures and the call of God's people when God revealed Himself and His name. And you had theism, and you had monotheism, which means that there is only one God, which is even a difference within theistic worldviews. There's a big difference between having one God versus multiple gods that are at war with each other, as in the Greeks. But the Judeo-Christian worldview coming out of the scriptures, coming out of the land of Israel, coming out of the Jewish people, the Israelite people, moving through Europe, coming to the United States of America, that is what we refer to as the West, even though geographically it may not be part of the West. But it's a different worldview than what we refer to sometimes as the East, where you have no God in many respects as part of that worldview.
Yeah, let me give you kind of an odd metaphor for these two competing worldviews. I think that they're represented in the persons of Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate. Christ, of course, who stood before Pontius Pilate and said, I am. He talked about truth. And Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So that worldview says there is truth. There is one point of truth. That point of truth is in the person of Jesus Christ versus what was Pilate's response?
What is truth?
What is truth? And that represents the other worldview, that non-theistic
worldview. There's no objective reality.
No, there is no objective reality. There is no real truth.
It is what we say.
It's relativist, moral relativism, subjectivism, relativism. That's in the culture wars today. That's what we see. But, of course, there's no such thing as relativism.
And if you look back at some of the early education, if you go back to America in terms of how the worldviews have affected education, the early education in America was because they wanted people to learn how to read the Bible so that they could understand worldview, so they could understand the good and bad, good and evil struggles. In fact, The first public school mandatory act is called the Old Deluder Satan Act. It required that there be public schools when there's a certain amount of number of families in that community so that people could learn how to read, so they could read the scriptures, so they won't be deceived by Satan. So you look at these world views that permeated our education. It was because they wanted to have education, and they wanted to have it infused with Judeo-Christian values so that our young people would understand these values and liberties and protect our liberties. And it wasn't until later in life that you had people that wanted to take over the educational system, and they wanted to remove Judeo-Christianity and God from the educational system. And they brought in values clarification, and they brought in the idea of there is no God and a valueless kind of idea. Values clarification means that you go back to Pilate. What is truth? There is no truth. It's relative. It evolves over time. That's the worldview that has permeated our current public education system.
Well, that just take their own terminology for their, quote, comprehensive sex education. They call it values neutral sex education. Well, there's no such thing as values neutral. It's whose values are we talking about? They say you can't legislate morality. That's baloney. That's exactly what legislation is. You legislate morality. The question is whose worldview, whose morality is going to be legislated? Whose values are going to be taught in our sex education programs? Secular humanists control that now. And so what is being taught? Relativism. If it feels good, do it. Anything goes. All forms of perversion, it's values, quote, neutral, but it's not really neutral.
That's right. So, you know, when you look at worldviews, there is a clash of worldviews historically that has permeated the educational system. And so that's why you have the clash of freedom and religious freedom and even parental rights within the public education system now. You also have worldviews that affect parents. You know, with regards to a Judeo-Christian worldview, parents are very important. They are the first cell, the very foundation of our society. You have to have strong moms and dads, husbands and wives, marriage, strong families, so you can have a strong society. And the model within the Judeo-Christian worldview is there are three different spheres. There is the family, there's the church, and there's the government. And those spheres need to have their own sphere of sovereignty, so to speak. And the problem is when you cross over one to the other. So we respect the family. Well, within a progressive worldview that doesn't have that Judeo-Christian foundation, you have kids being removed from the family because families are not important. You have the government intruding on the family. You have parents dropping their kids off at public schools, and they get all this objectionable material, and they object, and they say, well, once you drop them off at public schools, and there's cases that actually say this, you lose your parental rights at the schoolhouse door. There's an actual federal court of appeals case that says that almost verbatim.
Well, this is a clash that is as old as time itself. This is good versus evil, to boil it all down, Matt. The world views that we're talking about here, this is truth versus the lie. Who is the father of lies represents one worldview, and he who is the truth represents the other worldview. And these two play out in the political sphere, in the cultural sphere, in the entertainment world, in the education world, in every possible realm that you can imagine. This clash that is as old as time itself continues to battle on.
Well, in that worldview, you see it played out not only in social issues such as the sanctity of human life, abortion, marriage as the union of a man and a woman, our liberty, the role of government, should government be limited, should it be expansive? You know, our Judeo-Christian worldview gives rights and responsibility to the individual, and government has a limited role because that sphere should not intrude on the church or on the individual family or the liberty. Worldview makes a big difference in how you view law and policy and social issues. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776, or visit again the website, lc.org. You can also go to other resources on our website at lc.org, to our resource page, to get some good books on worldview. I encourage you to think about and read about worldview, read about the founding or foundational issues that undergird all of these major controversies, these clashes of culture that we see, and work towards understanding your worldview, but particularly to obtaining a good and correct Judeo-Christian worldview. It makes a difference in our laws and policies. And it makes a difference when we elect people for office, because if they have the right foundation, they don't have to put their finger up in the air to figure out how they should vote. They know inherently how to vote, and you're not going to ultimately have them switching on these critical issues because these things transcend popularity votes. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and continue to support the ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can make an online credit card contribution at lc.org or call us for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.